and Mank asked Hyakujo, is there some special thing happened in this temple? Hyakujo said, I have been sitting on this mountain and monk respectively bowed to Hyakujo. Hyakujo then gave him a big slap This morning, I talked about nonsense, everyday mind is stuff. And this evening, I am talking about something special. If you understand what is something special, and what is something common, please come and discuss with me on this point.
Kyushu Event Circuit. What is the meaning of this in everyday life?
Kucho Ipensaki, something special or something common. If you hang up those ideas, those are nothing but a stone hung up in the air. To understand it. What is the practice? Without being hanged by anything, with that answer is the best answer.
Docho Roshi, although you can only clarify an outline, we can only hear what we realize. Please say something about echo.
Echo?
Echo.
The sutra we recite after.
The phenomena.
Phenomena?
Phenomena.
Phenomena or echo in Chinese or echo.
No,
is
not echo the master, but the phenomena of an echo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, echo. Everything is echo of your mind, of your activity.
Thank you very much. Dacha Roshi, how can being in Sashin be practicing the middle way?
Middle way? When you forget all about the middle way, there you have middle way.
Hiroshi, you are you, and I'm me, and you are not you, and I'm not me, and the river keeps moving by. Where is the medicine for this sorrow?
Medicine. The going deeper. And the evanescence of life or ingraspable things is itself medicine. Sometimes it looks like poison, but actually those are only medicine we should take.
Why does man's work bring so little merit?
Maybe no merit. But when you realize that there is no merit, that is great merit. All the merit accumulated by all the people is your merit. So that is why the merit is not yours, and actually at the same time you are. So when you forget all about you or others, the merit will be great.
Thank you very much. Acha Roshi. The President of the United States were to come to Tassajara and say the Earth and the Sun were on a collision course and ask us what we could do. Some of us might say that we could not change what has already collided in this man's imagination. Actually, the least we could do would be to tell him no moon, no sun, and show him a wonderful garden.
No moon or no sun. But the sun is the sun. The moon is the moon. So the moon, when the moon is really moon, there will not be any collision. There's no need for the moon to be a sun or vice versa.
Thank you very much. Dr. Roshi, the wheel of Dharma turns in our life in many ways. We go from sickness to health, to sickness again, to health. Should we try to master this Dharma? What is its nature?
Wheel of Dharma. When it is turning, means to master it. Because it is always turning, it is difficult to tell how it turns in detail. Only when we allow it to turn, we can keep up with the turning wheel, we can master it, actually. But actually, we are turning with it. We are actually part of the wheel. In this way, we should master the wheel without trying to master it.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Roshi, if desires are inexhaustible, how may we put an end to them?
Inexhaustible. To put an end to it does not mean to annihilate. When you do not try to put an end to it, when you don't, it is actually you put an end to it. Desire is not, evil desire is not evil anymore. Because you think or you treat it evil. Way, a wrong way, you try to stop it, it changes into evil, and it will be a disturbance of our practice.
Is this how we can vow to put an end to desires without expressing another desire?
We should know the nature of the desire before we try to stop it or control, to know what is evil nature. Is to know to stop evil desire. When you have no idea of evil, evil desire is not evil desire anymore. That is how you stop it.
Thank you very much.
Tocho Roshi, from my practice, I believe that the hardest and deepest teaching of Buddhism for all men is to know not to be attached to anything. Can you explain why this is so?
Not to attach to anything. We say, why you ask this question is, it is impossible not to attach to anything. So it means that in your mind, you have the idea of attachment and detachment. But through non-attachment means to get free from the idea of attachment or detachment, knowing that attachment and detachment is two sides of one reality.
Thank you very much.
But Hiroshi, how are we to know how to behave when a strong dualistic situation arises in our life and it seems as though we can only take one of two paths?
Don't hesitate to take one choice. Don't think which is good or bad. When you do not think about it, you will intuitively know which way to go and which is better.
Thank you very much. Dr. Roshi, what can I do about the fear that causes small mind or limited mind?
Fear. Looks like something which will cover your entire being. But if you wait and if you watch it, watch the fear, watch yourself, that will not be any more fear. Whatever it is necessary to break it as your motak. It is necessary to drive you here.
Thank you very much.
Attack your enemy by his horse.
Dr. Roshi, love is love and hate is hate. And love is empty and hate is empty.
there you will have a great sorrow or loneliness. Loneliness of emptiness. Until you get accustomed to this experience, you cannot be, you cannot get out of trouble or fear or whatever it is. When you can remain still with some composure in pitch dark, you will have deep, true composure.
Thank you very much. Big mind and small mind are equally without size. The Buddhist practice is no practice. Can it be that, is there any practice which is not Buddhist practice?
When you are involved in dualistic idea in your practice, that is non-Buddhist practice. There is no alternative way for us. Means to sit alone on the top of mountain. Whatever happens in the mountain, that is part of your practice. To sit on the mountain means to be a boss of the mountain. That is our practice. And try to climb up to the top of the mountain is not our practice. So, you can say various practice is nothing but the Buddhist practice, because we are both of the mountain. But for the people who are trying to climb up to the top of the mountain, there may be various way to the mountain. So we must not forget that we are center of the universe, and sitting in the center of the universe or top of the mountain.
Sotcha Roshi, you have taught us that everything changes, that we can rely on nothing. From one day to the next, then, we cannot be sure of a place to practice or a teacher. If this is so, how can we continue our practice forever?
Wherever you go, you will find your teacher, the eyes you have right now. As long as you have your eyes, as long as you have ears to listen to. So, Dogen Zenji said, the color of the mountains and sound of the rivers are Shakyamuni Buddha's. Some but you should be grateful for your teacher, because he gave you, he opened up your eyes and ears to see and to listen. Then your teacher is always with you, and you can continue your practice forever.
Thank you very much. Lord Hiroshi, how can I behave with my usual mind when my house is on fire?
Your house have, excuse me,
on fire.
On fire. Why don't you get out of it?
How?
Give up your house. You will find a good new house.
Dacha Roshi, one step forward, one step back. How can I go where I don't want to go?
When you don't want to go, there's no other way to stop there and while you are stopping, you should make your wall, make your seat warm to stay. That is the way.
Thank you very much.
Dōjō Roshi, my service of ferns in your third bowl. Has anything special been given, or anything particular been received? Is it possible to give and take?
I couldn't call something.
If I serve you something in your third bowl, do you receive anything special? Do I give anything special, or do I give something common? Is it possible for people to help each other, really?
I couldn't for the first sentence you have said.
I serve you something.
Yeah, you serve me something.
At mealtime.
At mealtime. In third bowl.
Third bowl. What has transpired between us then?
Between us? Between us? I feel as if entire your entire being were sad to me. That is not any more food.
This mind has no real questions. Why is this?
No question. And without any question, you are practicing our way, that is through practice. Don't worry about having no question.
Achoroshi, is enlightenment always changing?
It will change always, but you will not be, if you are enlightened, you will not be bothered by its change.
You always ask us if we understand. What does understand mean?
Did you accept it? Actually, what I mean is, did you accept it? Good question.
Hiroshi, question beyond word beyond question.
question. When you make improvement, you have question. So, when you are improving yourself constantly, that question is more than question. So, that is a question beyond words. Beyond question is even though you make your question, you know there's no other way to improve yourself. But you need some help or encouragement. So we discuss something between us, but actually the only way is to improve ourselves by ourselves. When you understand this point, your question is something more than word, and your word is something more than the question you have. In this way, you should count yourself. And that is strength. Expressing by word how you feel, and try to know something, what you feel, over and over, respond to yourself. Then, to continue this kind of practice is our way.
Thank you very much. Dr. Roshi, I am drowning in the great ocean. Will I wake up and discover this is a dream?
How did you feel?
I can't describe it.
Which do you prefer? To be drowned in the ocean or safe in the on the land? To be safe. The land, which is better? Which do you like better?
I don't know.
It's very difficult to decide. If so, you should prefer to stay in bottomless ocean with some difficulty, because you have more possibilities. If you are on the run in this way, there is not much hope to have some chance to struggle for is very good. You feel much better. Even you have fear, so you get, you will manage.
Thank you very much. Dr. Roshi, there's nothing to attain, and yet every morning we chant and we vow to attain it. And there's enlightenment is within me, and yet I can't tap its resources. I can't make any use of it. When you speak, I think I understand and I accept what you say. But when you're through speaking, I reject everything you say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how, unless somehow I can experience the truth myself, I'll know what to believe and what not to believe, and what to accept and what not to accept.
Right. Don't try to accept things, you know. But you should. You know. Don't think I'm talking to you. Instead of you, I'm talking, discussing something. That's all. Because you think I'm talking about something to you, you know, you cannot accept it. So, I'm talking. What I am talking is how you feel, how you think is what I'm talking, actually. Your weak point is, you know. You are trying to understand it, or you are, in short, you are like a big baby. So that is a weak point. So you should walk by your own, walk by your own feet.
And what is your role as my teacher?
My teacher. You are teacher, you say, but actually, I am your friend. I cannot do anything with you. Tentatively, you know. I'll treat you in this way.
Hearing the stream, feeling it within, tears flow. What is the meaning?
Because this kind of feeling of practice is quite new to you, more and more. You will feel deep joy in your practice. It does not mean your practice is wrong, or your attainment is not true. But the way you feel is, if the way you feel in that way with fear, that is because it is. That is because your experience is quite unfamiliar to you. That's all. So you get accustomed to this practice more.
Maharshi. I read your mind. I have no question.
No question? Continue your practice in that way. If you have problem, you should think more when you have problem. But right now, you are going a big freeway. Very good.
Teacher, I feel that you have nothing to teach. But you stay in this world and suffer along with us. And I'd like to ask you why, except that's a very foolish question. And I think that you just sit and wait for us to hear a Tassahara.
Sit and what?
To hear a Tassahara and wait for us. And I'd like to thank you.
Yeah. I don't want to be your teacher, you know, in its usual sense, because with your idea of teacher, you cannot find your teacher in its true sense. That is why I say I am not your teacher, always. All right. But we are actually practicing with you. That is my responsibility.
Roshi, if you and me and everyone here and everything around us is emptiness, can we see form in its change?
Emptiness? Emptiness. Because we are changing, we say emptiness. Empty. Because nothing is nothing stays in its own home, because everything is changed. But usually, when I say you or I, we have already some idea which does not change. That kind of idea is empty. But if we understand everything in the state of change, that is true understanding.
The change can't be from?
Change. Yeah. Change. Moment after moment, it changes. But even for fire, you can see some form, some you can observe things in its particular form. That is form. But it exists in smallest particle of time. The next particle of time, it will be some other thing. But on each moment, it exists. That is also true. So form is empty. Emptiness is form.
Dr. Roshi, I have no question. Dr. Roshi, how is it that Big Nine can hide so well?
Because it is too big. Or because you are too nearsighted.